have Patience and Harper come up here, and Avery. Can you come up here with me, sweetheart, Avery? Just have a seat if you would, y'all. You girls are just going to pray the Father's heart over us this morning, okay? And we're just going to listen to what the Father has to pray over us through you, okay?
Dear Jesus, I pray that there will be no tension in this room, that you will help us to know you better, and I pray that you will just answer our prayers, and you always do, and I pray you'll just help us now. Amen.
Before I start, I just want to say I had this dream of this big arena, and there were a bunch of people there, a bunch of youth, and a bunch of girls that I knew and me came out in the front and started dancing. And I didn't really know what it meant, but I just was praying, and I was like, God, if you want me to start walking through the room, that you'll just bring girls to help me. Yes. He did. Yes.
I was up front here too. What are you saying? I was up front.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was just feeling fearful, and he just lifted that off.
Yes.
Jesus, I pray you would just lift fear. Lift fear off this place. Just be a place that your spirit dwells. You would overflow in our hearts, God. Thank you.
Jesus, I just want to thank you for your sweet, sweet presence, and how you're touching every heart in this room, and how you're affecting each of their lives just in this room, Lord. For your peaceful, peaceful presence, and for your overwhelming love that gives us this freedom to dance and sing and worship you. Jesus, I pray that you would lift off and take away any anxiety and any fear and any condemnation. I pray that our hearts would be focused on you and fixed on you and not on our surroundings, that we would be able to freely talk to you as our friend and as our dad. In Jesus' name.
How sweet is this, huh? How sweet is this? How pure, how sweet. We got patience up here. I think there's a pause that's happening here this morning and an opportunity for us to go a little bit deeper, interrupting our regularly scheduled programming this morning, to go just a little bit deeper. The Holy Spirit has something for multiple people in this room if we will go a little deeper just to receive it. So I want to ask you, if you would, just look around the room with your natural eyes and look around the room with the eyes of your heart, if you would. Just ask the Holy Spirit if he would prompt you to pray over anyone specifically. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord rests upon Jesus to bring good news. And Jesus in you wants to get out of you. He wants to minister to people. So if you would, just one more time, just take a look around the room. See if the Lord highlights anybody to you in the room. You might not even know their name. But I just want to take a few minutes here, if we could. If you feel led to any person, just go to them if you would. If you don't know their name, ask their name. Ask if you can pray for them. If anyone's on your heart, go to 2, 3 people, one person, doesn't matter. If you want to receive prayer, just sit and the Lord will send someone to you, I believe. So let's just go now if you would. Anyone who feels led, including children, if you feel led, anyone in this room, go and let's just minister to one another this morning. Jacqueline, come up here. If I could have the 3 girls that just came up here and prayed, Avery and Patience and Harper. Sorry, I know you guys were just up here. Jacqueline had something on her heart she wanted to say to these 3 specifically, but then for the generation that they represent.
Who all was incredibly encouraged by their prayers and made you just feel like the tenderness of the Lord just swept in the room as soon as they prayed? And I just want to encourage... I work at a pregnancy crisis center in Wichita, and I see a lot of girls who are scared and who usually get kind of the judgment because of the generation that they're in. And that's kind of hard as adults not to have that then because of what you see. And I want to just kind of, I have just felt a little convicted because it's like, here's these 3 sweet girls who have such pure hearts of gold that love the Lord. And so I just wanted to kind of recognize that this is supposed to be encouraging and that the sacrifice that you guys have already made in your lives, here, I'll have you stand over here, is so life-giving and it makes a huge statement. And it should actually, I felt checked in my heart because it's like, oh Lord, these girls are so pure and wonderful. And they are just so devoted and so faithful to you. So I just wanted to pray over you guys. So Father, I thank you so much for the fire that you have given these young women, these tender hearts, these ones that are called to be the breakers into the room where they crack open the bottle and they pour it out on your feet. God, I thank you that their hearts are the alabaster hearts. And I thank you, Lord, that they get to be here and that we get to be witnesses of what they will bring forth in their generation. So, Father, I ask that all of the bonds that need to be made in you, friendships that need to be made, that these girls would have the foundation put before them that is so sweet, that they begin to continue to sound more like you. That their dreams would put the checks in our hearts, Lord, us that are rubbed around in the world and have had hurts, that we would be reminded of these tender ones who seek the Lord. They don't care what it looks like. They don't care if they embarrass themselves. They don't care if they lose friends because they seek you. And God, I ask that we would be more like them. So, Lord, I ask that you set a fire in their loins. I ask, God, that their hearts would be fully for you and that we would know as a church this is the hope that we've been longing for. And their generation will see and taste revival. In Jesus' name, amen.